Good morning, I'm VG247's editor Patrick Garrett, and you're listening to VG247's Morning News Bulletin. And this is being published on the morning of January the 12th, 2011. And your headlines for today are: Sony has sued hacker George Hotz, aka GeoHot, hack team Fail Overflow, and multiple other individual hackers for the recent smashing of PS3 security. GeoHot published PS3's root key on January the 3rd, apparently irreversibly opening up the machine to running unofficial software. Sony alleges the defendants have circumvented effective technological protection measures employed by SCEA to protect against unauthorized access to and or copying of PlayStation 3 computer entertainment systems and other copyrighted works. Sony is calling for a temporary restraining order and an order of impoundment. GeoHot responded to the suit by posting a PDF of the summons on his website. Square Enix producer Takamasa Shiba has told VG247 that he's looking forward to hardware improvements afforded by the yet-to-be-announced PSP2. Speaking with VG247 in Tokyo regarding upcoming PSP game Lord of Arcana, Shiba said that while hardware is something that's constantly being both created and tweaked, software needs to be created to push new hardware on consumers. He said, "There are a lot of things I'm excited for the PSP2, but I'm more interested in hardware specifics rather than a unique feature. Hardware is always coming out, so the software needs to be pushing the hardware as well. So, if they put something in that's very unique, then it's hard to create games for it. As a creator, I'm looking forward to mainly hardware improvements." VG247 published the first images of a PSP2 dev kit last November. The machine is expected to launch later this year. A Q&A posted by GSC Game World on the official Stalker 2 Facebook page has revealed a ton of new information on the game. Info has been virtually non-existent on the Chernobyl-based shooter since it was announced at Gamescom last summer. GSC has now confirmed that the title will be offering a completely new storyline and will be powered by a completely new engine. New characters and mutants will be introduced and some old ones will make a comeback, and GSC has promised to lay more focus on the game's survival elements this time round. DirectX 11 support has also been confirmed. There's no date on the game, which will be the first multi-format release in the series. After previously saying that physical media will be superseded in the game space by digital media by the end of 2011, EA boss John Riccitiello has assured that discs will be around for some time to come. In an interview with Industry Gamers, the exec said, "Do I believe longer term that discs will go away? Not anytime soon," adding that he believes consumers don't necessarily want a streaming game service. "I think they want their games to work," he said. But the CEO's support of physical media seems to extend only as far as it serves as a platform for online services. He added, "The disc can actually be a great starting point for digital businesses like an MMO, World of Warcraft for instance." And he finished by saying that EA makes services, not products. And finally, it was confirmed yesterday that Nintendo President Satoru Iwata will keynote this year's GDC, the show's 25th anniversary. Since taking over as Nintendo president in 2002, Iwata has keynoted GDC three times, in 2005, 2006, and 2009. His presentation will be titled "Video Games Turn 25, A Historical Perspective and Vision for the Future." GDC will take place in San Francisco from February the 28th to March the 4th. And that's it for now. As ever, you can get loads more on these stories and tons more on VG247.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.